Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon, Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the second episode of the Sold Out Podcast. In this episode, I will answer one of the questions I get most. How much does it cost to create a physical product? As you may guess, there is no straight answer to this question. The cost depends on the type of the product. However, if you have a product idea in your mind, you'll be able to come up with a ballpark figure after this episode. There are four categories of expenses for creating a physical product. Number 1. Research and development expenses. Number 2. Prototyping and testing expenses. Number 3. Manufacturing expenses. And number 4. Packaging and marketing expenses. Let's talk about how much you may spend on each of these expenses. Number 1. Research and development. This is the amount you pay to engineers and product developers to figure out how the product will work, develop the hardware and software it needs, and how each piece will interact with each other. They lay out all the specifications and instructions for you. If your product has an electronic board and somewhat complicated software to run it, the cost of research and development may be significantly high. I know a company who spent about $500,000 to develop a robot vacuum. On the other hand, if your product is something more simple, let's say a bag or phone accessories, your research and development cost may add up to a few $1,000s. On top of this, no matter how complicated your product is, you may need professional 2D and 3D designs of your product to show your manufacturer. There is a cost for these designs too, if you work with freelancers or design studios. And here are the good news. If you do all the research and development by yourself, you pay nothing, except for your food and shelter. I am a do-it-yourself kind of a guy. I love figuring out technical details by myself, but I don't hesitate to ask for help time to time. If you are on a budget, I would recommend working on your product idea by yourself first. If there are challenges that may take a long time to overcome, ask your family and friends to help. If they don't have the expertise needed, then it's time to look for professionals to work with. Number 2. Prototyping and testing expenses. Many creators stand spending money on their idea when it comes to prototyping and testing. It's because your idea turns into something physical at this stage. You need to pay for materials and machines. If it's a non-functional, amateur prototype, you may be able to use materials you can find at home. If it's a functional, professional prototype, it's better if you work with manufacturers. Let's say you are making a phone holder. To build a non-functional, amateur prototype, you can use things like paper and tape. This prototype will give you a better idea about the size of your product. However, you will eventually need something functional as a proof of concept. In my online course, I talk about the details of making prototype and I show sample pictures of amateur and professional prototypes of my products. For the sake of timing in this podcast, I will focus on the cost of prototyping. For a product that doesn't have an electronic board, your cost per professional prototype will be between $50 to $200, excluding shipping. for a product with an electronic board, the cost per prototype might be $100 to $500. While calculating the total amount you need, make sure to multiply the prototype cost with the number of prototypes you will need. I've never seen a first prototype that got a green light for production. In average, it takes 3 to 20 prototypes to finalize your product for mass production. You may want to buy a 3D printer to build professional prototypes at home. I did it for one of my products, and I can say this for sure. It costed me more money and time than what it would cost if I worked with a manufacturer. It's still a beautiful thing to do it by yourself, but please be aware of the extra money and time you may need to spend for the hardware and know-how. Regarding testing, many creators prefer asking friends and family to test their prototypes. However, even if they are willing to do it, they may not give objective feedback to avoid hurting your feelings. If that's the case, you may want to check Fiverr.com to find a professional tester. They charge between $10 and $100. For a free credit up to $100, go to createanewproduct.com/Fiverr. Again, it's createanewproduct.com/Fiverr. Fiverr is spelled as F-I-V-E-R-R. There are two R's at the end. The third category of expenses is manufacturing. The manufacturing cost is the price per item multiplied by MOQ, which stands for minimum order quantity. For example, if the manufacturing price per item is $10 and the factory requires a minimum of 500 items to make, then your cost is $5,000 plus shipping fee. The price per item can be anywhere from 50 cents to a few hundred dollars. The MOQ, minimum order quantity, is mostly between 100 and 10,000. The fourth category of expenses is packaging and marketing. There are websites such as packlane.com and uprinting.com where you can create custom boxes and other marketing materials for your product. On average, a custom box costs between $1 and $20, depending on the size and material. For custom inserts, instructions, and other materials you want your product to have, add another $1 to $20 to your cost. Marketing costs may include payments to photographers, models, and freelancers to have a nice collagen illustration on your product box and on your product's online presence. Hopefully, packaging and marketing are not crucial to create a product. You can simply put your product in a padded envelope or a post office box to ship it. Now that we talked about the details about each expense category, let's talk about the total cost. Assuming that you don't pay for research and development, you also don't pay for packaging and marketing. And let's say you need to make 10 prototypes to finalize your product, and you don't pay to testers either. The MOQ your manufacturer asks for is 100 items, and the price per item is $5. In this case, you are looking at minimum $1,000 to make 100 of your product. Shipping from your manufacturer to you is not included in this total. If you spend some money on freelancer designers and testers, and you pay for a good-looking instructions manual as well as a custom box for your product, the total cost will probably be minimum $3,000. I know I mentioned a lot of numbers in this episode. If you missed something, no worries. You'll find these numbers and websites in the show notes. One last note. If you need funding to pay your product's cost, I would highly recommend checking out crowdfunding. In the fifth section of my product creation course, I am explaining what the crowdfunding is and how to get your product funded on crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Thank you for your time listening to the second episode of the Sold Out Podcast. I am looking forward to talking to you in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's ultimate product creation course that goes over the five steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.